Carter. Carter, where are you? I found a recording in your locker, man. I hope this gets to you. I hope you come back safe, wherever you are.
Yeah.
He probably didn't know how to talk to girls. Dude was just pondering stuff all day. But, like, at least people back then, like, if they didn't know how to talk to girls or if they just didn't want to or something, at least they got stuff done instead of just, like, I don't know, choking their chicken in their room all day. I don't know. Is this person really going to affect me? Like, in high school, you know, am I really going to look at this person in 3 years and think, oh, I really care what this person thinks?
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Camden Podcasting Club. Today, I have a good friend by the name of Jeffrey Gallo. I am so excited to have him on here. Like, this man, he's like deepness, like times 1 million. Like, he knows, like, all of reality, man.
You don't gotta flatter me like that, Carter, my man.
Dude,
you don't gotta do that.
Without further ado, let's just get straight into this, man.
All right, let's go. Dude, yeah. I'm ready.
Okay, so how do you see yourself as, like, a person, man? Like, how would you define yourself?
Whoa, dude, that's a big question.
I know,
honestly,
right?
First thing that comes to mind, gotta be gamer. You know, it's been since childhood. You know, I was playing games with my dad when I was just like a youngin, playing games on GameCube, double dashing it up, playing Rogue Squadron. Been through the years, you know, playing some DS, and now I always hang out with my friends in the online world, playing games. So yeah, gotta be gamer. You know, second thing, gotta be memer. I'm always on the internet. I'm always looking for the hottest jokes. I'm always looking for the hottest trends to make my friends laugh. You know, we do it for the love. So, you know, if there's two things that I gotta say about myself, gotta be gamer, gotta be memer.
Huh.
There you go.
And, like, what is it about gaming that you love? Like, is it, like, the escape, or is it just, like, the fun and excitement, or, like, what is it?
Gaming, man. Oh, Jesus Christ. Honestly, it's the competitiveness, you know? I'm playing League of Legends.
We were just talking about League of Legends and how, like, you like the competitiveness of it.
Oh, hell yeah. I love League of Legends. I get into League of Legends, like, pretty deep, you know? That's a big game for me, you know? I've been playing that game. My cousin showed me that game in his dad's office on his dad's Mac back in 2012, I think.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I've been playing this game for about 7 years now, it seems like.
Isn't that, like, the national sport of, like, South Korea?
I don't know about that one, but, it's big there. It's big there. You know, they're always like, their pro players are always defining the meta. They're always doing some crazy stuff. Like, it's nuts.
Yeah.
There's some smart people over there.
There are. And I'm really familiar with League of Legends, but for, you know, for those of the listeners involved, like, can you explain, like, the idea of the game, you know?
So it's a MOBA, you know, you got two teams, you know, just like every good old fashioned game. You know, you got 5v5, you know, top, middle, jungle, and then two people running down the bot. And you basically try to get kills. You got to get advantage for your team, get some neutral objectives, kill some towers, try to progress. And then at the end of the day, whoever kills the other team's the enemy nexus wins the game.
Yeah, and there's a strategic aspect to it, right? It's like a chess game.
Yeah, it is like a chess game, you know. It starts in the champions leg before you actually even get into the game. You know, you got to always be on your toes thinking about what other people are picking, especially the other team, especially, like, how your team is going to synergize with each other, what abilities everyone has, you know, where everyone's going on the map at any given time.
Yeah, and it's
a smart person's game, to be completely honest.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, a thingy man's game, and you've been playing games, like, all your life, and one thing I'm curious is, especially in high school, do you ever feel, like, isolated from others because of gaming? Like, I remember, like, when I was in, like, middle school or elementary school, you know, before gaming really became mainstream, like, it wasn't really something I could talk about to a lot of my friends.
Well, you know, sometimes gaming connects you and sometimes it doesn't, because, you know, there are some games, like, you know, I'll be playing a game that, like, none of my friends have, and I'll just have to play it by myself because no one else has it and I really want to play it. But, you know, sometimes you get games like League of Legends where I've actually made friends on League of Legends. You know, I got a friend from Chicago, the Chicago area, Illinois, and we met completely online. And now I know a lot about his life. He knows a lot about my life. He wears bandanas all the time, so I'm going to be mailing him a signed bandana so he can wear it. So, you know, it isolates you sometimes, but, you know, it connects you too.
Is there anything that you've learned from, like, just, you know, meeting people and talking to them, like, online? I mean,
you know, sometimes you got to be a lot really tolerant of people, you know, because people online, the people who tend to be online a lot, who you're going to talk to online, they're some weird folks.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Honestly, this kid, I'm gonna call him my friend. Let's see, what pseudonym should I give him? I'll name him Connor.
Connor.
So my boy Connor, he's a weird kid, dude. Kid just like does not stop talking about like dog. His stupid freaking, oh my god, he's got a stupid dog. His it's a pug. It's a pug. No one likes pugs. Like, who even likes pugs? He just doesn't stop talking about it. But like, sometimes you got to be a bit tolerant of it. He's really good at video games. You know, sometimes just let him care. You know, start talking about his dog. I don't care. Like, come on, man. He's got this stupid dog that he can't stop talking about. But like, I mean, if I need that LP in League of Legends, you know, maybe I gotta put up with it.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do. You know, but you know what I'm saying? Internet people, they're crazy. But like, you know, you can form bonds with them, and it's nice.
Yeah, is there any other, like, sub-communities that, like, you know, that you've seen online that you're a part of that are really interesting that you can talk about?
Let me think about this. Oh, there's a nice subreddit that I like. It's called r/HydroHomies.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Here. We repping that water, baby, you know, we drinking.
Dude, water is so underrated, man. Everybody
water
just,
like, is underrated, bro. You crack open a cold one, you know, with the boys, especially with the boys.
Yeah.
It's always good stuff. I love it.
Have you ever heard of incels?
Incels? Oh, boy. Involuntary celibates. Yeah, yeah. I actually have.
Can you talk about it?
What do I know about incels? You know, all right, let's see. Well, I was just about to talk about incels.
Yeah.
Dude, I just saw this incel thing. It's on r/incelselfies. You know, my good friend, let's call him Computer Mouse. My friend Computer Mouse. He sent the group chat this picture of this incel, and he's like, I'm an incel. I'm 5'4" and I'm fat and I haven't talked to a girl in 3 years. But and then he described his most recent interaction with a woman, and honestly, it made him seem like a complete creep, and it was actually awful, and it made me cringe.
Oh,
so
I think
bad.
I saw that. Was that the one where he like ran his fingers through the girl's hair?
Yeah, don't even remind me, man. That's oh my god.
Okay, so for our listeners who aren't aware, this guy he walks up to a girl behind her, just runs her finger through his hair, and he's just like, "Why doesn't she like me?"
He was like, "Yeah, I was gonna run my finger through her hair and then use that as a talking point." Like, oh my, what are you? Have you ever talked to another human being in real life, kid? Oh my god. And he's like, "Is there any hope for me left?" And I'm like, "Dog, there was no hope for you like 20 years ago, and you're like 18.
Wait, he was 30? He was in his 30s? Oh my.
I don't remember how old he was. He looked like he was like 20, maybe like 19.
Yeah, that man, oh man, it just brings pain to the human race, but I don't know, sometimes I think,
that's a good way to describe it, you know, they're the lowlifes, they're the scum of the world, but like, honestly, in this kind of society, that some people kind of just gotta exist like that, you know, with the invention of the internet, you know, if the only way you're like talking to people is remotely through the internet, and you can't even use your body language and your facial expressions and your inflection and your tone to like help people understand exactly what you're trying to get at, and if you haven't actually interacted with humans in like years and you don't actually know how to be a human in real life, you're pretty much just gonna sink to the bottom and become a degenerate.
Yeah.
As much as I mean, I think it's a fitting word, but.
I mean, yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. And one thing I'm wondering is, like, do you think that, like, you know, the advent of the internet, you know, for all its good, all the good it's done, has, like, increased the amount of those kinds of people?
It had to have. I mean, honestly, nah. If you think back, you know, Greek and Roman era, there had to have been some kooks. Like, you know Socrates,
yeah.
You know, he was not laying pipe, if you catch my drift.
Yeah.
He probably didn't know how to talk to girls. Dude was just pondering stuff all day. But, like, at least people back then, like, if they didn't know how to talk to girls or if they just didn't want to or something, at least they got stuff done instead of just, like, I don't know, choking their chicken in their room all day. I don't even...
Yeah, you know, like, Sir Isaac Newton?
Yeah, Sir Isaac... Oh, that guy? That guy was a kook, too.
Yeah, he was a total kook. You know, they say he was a total virgin, but there's this rumor going around that he was, a gay pimp. And he had a bunch of men, and he just pissed them out.
Oh, there's a rumor going around, huh?
It's not even like a, it's like a big historical like fact, man. I'm not even joking with you.
Yeah, well, at least he like got stuff done. At least he like invented gravity. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. What are these incels doing today? They're just flaming people on the internet. They're just like they're going out of their way to just be dumb head idiots.
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactamente.
Yeah, so one thing I'm wondering is, what is your personal, like, life philosophy?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I gotta say, live and let live. You know, if someone's annoying you, or, like, if they're getting in your way, maybe not if they're getting in your way, but, like, if someone's doing something that irritates you, you gotta think bigger picture, like, is this person really going to affect me? Like, in high school, you know, am I really going to look at this person in 3 years and think, oh, I really care what this person thinks about me?
Right.
Nah. You got to be like Danzo from Naruto. He's got his arm. You know, he's got all these powers, and he just goes crazy. Like, he honestly does not care what people think of him. He just goes off. Danzo's arm, man, that is just, like, honestly the embodiment of what I want to be as a human. Like, he just, like, goes ham, you know? I just want to go ham in life, you know? I want to go ham at accomplishing my goals, you know? Maybe college, I'm going to go ham in college. Getting a job, I'm going to go ham at my job, too. I'm going to be the best employee I can be. I'm going to make as much money as I possibly can, you know? I just got to go all out in life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Would you say
that's the mojo.
Would you say that you're a driven person? Like, you're motivated and you like to get stuff done?
Yeah, I like to get stuff done, honestly, but... Gotta say, my work rate is a little bit lackluster if it's not something that I, you know, enjoy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I feel like a lot of people have this issue where if you don't like it, they're just not gonna put their 100% into it. And honestly, that's what I'd be doing. But, you know, if I get into college and I'm like, I'm going ham, I'm coding, I'm going off, I'm doing my thing, I'm just going crazy.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a good time.
So... was this always your personality, or was it like an eventual like slow progression to who you are now?
Honestly, not really. I used to be just like the most giant nerd. I used to be such a dweeb, but nowadays I think I'm getting the hang of being alive. You know, being a human.
Yeah.
Being someone who you can just, yo, that guy's pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? But I used to be a big nerd. I used to care what people thought about me. Nah, not these days. I can't. I got to get that out of my mind. There's too much other stuff that I got to be thinking about. You know, I got school. I got my own projects. I got soccer. I got my friends. I got to be always on my toes. Can't be thinking about what other nerds are thinking about me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I mean, but even in like, you know, calling your past self a nerd, isn't that basically caring what other people think though?
What do you mean? Like, no, I was just a big dweeb back then. I was like, if I wear this, what is someone gonna think?
Oh,
of me?
I get like, what you mean now. Yeah.
I was just a big dweeb. I had like a bowl cut until seventh grade. You know what I'm talking about? With got big old bangs, just like going straight across my forehead. I was a dumb looking dude, and I was a dumb thinking dude. I used to think the dumbest things back then, but you know, I think I got a lot smarter over the years as I gained more wisdom from my experiences, especially like socially, you know, as a gamer too. You know, being a gamer has helped me in all aspects of life. It also become a better thinker, a better motivator, a better person, I think.
Yeah. I agree with that. And I also, you know, you're hating on the bowl cut, but like you ever see some of those like, you know, those K-pop stars? I mean, they can rock the bowl cut. I'm just saying.
Yeah, K-pop people, you know, they can be pretty hot, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe not always my thing, but like some girls they dig it, and I'm like, I'm not going to knock it, you know, you do you. I don't really care. I'm not really going to put my thought into that.
So, what's your opinion on high school as a whole?
High school as a whole, you know, I came into sophomore year, I was like, oh, I was big scared. I was like, oh, am I going to be cool? Am I going to be swag? Am I going to be hip with the ladies?
Yeah.
But, you know, now as a senior, I'm thinking like, yo, what am I doing today? Am I going to hang out with the boys? Are we going to have a fun time? Are we going to play some video games? Am I going to rank up in League of Legends today? Am I going to have a good day at school? Am I going to have a good time at soccer practice? Are we going to win the game today? I'm just like, I got my priorities straight now, I think. Yeah. I got the big things going ahead of me.
What do you think really matters? Like, you know,
what do I think really matters? You know, you really got to find your calling in life. You got to find your purpose, you know. For me, I think it's coding, you know. Coding, super fun. It's the job market's bumping. It's kind of nice. It's going crazy.
It's actually ridiculous, the job market there. It's like,
yeah,
it's,
I know. I really do think that's my calling, you know. It's something that I like to do. It's something that I want to do. It's something that I can do for a living. You know, it's something that I have fun while doing, you know.
Yeah, and like, the thing that
it's just like those things in life that you can find meaning in, and you can apply yourself, and you can have fun, you can create stuff.
Yeah. Do you think that high school helps you find meaning and achieve that, or does it get in the way?
It depends on your mindset, to be honest. You know, if you're thinking about the wrong things, you're just going to go into college, you're going to be undecided, you're not going to have a major, and you're going to be bumming through with these. It's going to be like another year of high school. You got your social studies, you got your math, you got your English. You're like, what am I doing here? I just want to get out. It's like, man, you got to figure it out maybe a little earlier in life, you know. But like, you know, high school actually has helped me with that, you know. We got AP computer science classes.
Hey.
They were lit, you know. Got a great squad of people in there, learning the coding fun. The coding is fun on its own. Got a great teacher, got a great program, you know, you got laptop.
Ooh, Camden. Honestly, Camden High School. I'll cut it out.
Camden High School has really set me up for success, you know?
Yeah.
All the people here are just so like kind, especially all the teachers, you know, they really just want to help you here.
Yeah, they really do. And whenever I talk to somebody, like, that's something that they always mention, and I feel like we're really lucky in that regard.
Mm-hmm. You know, got a great program here. You know, some people don't got that, you know, like the hood got some slums. You know, you got people, you got teachers that don't want to be there. You got kids that don't want to be there. The program sucks. You got like minimal funding. And it's like, I really feel bad for those people because they're not getting set up for success the way we are here at Camden.
Yeah. And it's like a completely different mentality towards school. I mean, you got people who they go home and like school or education, it's just not a focus in their lives. And
yeah, they got their homework, but they just put it aside. They don't care. They really honestly don't care how they do in school. They don't care how they're going to do in the rest of their life. They're not even thinking about it, probably. They got the next day in mind, and that's just about it.
Yeah. And that does stink, especially when you really want, like, an equal playing field in, like, you know, the United States. You want everybody to get that same opportunity, but
yeah, man, it makes me feel bad. It makes me feel bad for them. You know, I wish I could share my experience with them, but yeah. I don't know. I don't think I could ever be like a teacher or anything.
Why not?
I don't know, man. High school kids might be fine. I don't know. If I found a good place like here at Camden, everyone wants to learn here, you know. But if I had to work somewhere like where people were unenthused and it was poorly funded and I really wasn't able to teach kids the best way that I could, I don't know if I would be able to, like, I don't know if I would have the passion for it.
Yeah. Like, yeah, same here. I just could never see myself teaching other people. I don't know. I feel like it would, like, blow up like an ulcer or something. I would get too stressed out, like, trying to get them to listen or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I respect people. I respect people that are, like, able to, like, I want to teach people. I want to teach people this specific subject, or like, you know, they got such a passion for a subject that they just want to share with everybody, you know. The people who have such a passion for like whatever they're doing, so much so that they want to share it with people, those are the best kind of people. They got stuff going for them.
Yeah, and I definitely do respect it. Like, I used to like look down on them. I was like, you know, you're at the top of your educational field and you decide to go in teaching when there's so many, you know, higher paying careers and all that. But then when I actually had a really good teacher in my life, it was just like they're changing kids' lives like every year, like 30, 60, like 90 kids at a time. It's like there's pretty much no other career that does that.
Mm-hmm. You got that right.
Yeah, it's insane. So, on a better note, tell me about, like, internet culture, right? You know, what do you think about internet culture as a whole?
Internet culture, you know, there's a lot to say about it, you know? There's a lot of subcultures, you know? I don't think you can really talk about it as a whole, because there's just so many different types of people on the internet that you can't really get a gauge unless you, like, take a microscope and look in at it. You gotta look in at a lot of stuff, you know? And anything on your mind that you'd specifically like me to talk about, you know, or maybe I could just pull up an example for you.
Maybe like the anime subculture. I think that's really interesting. You talked about Naruto too.
Yeah, dude, you got some crazies there, but you know, you got some rational people. I honestly like to think that I'm one of the rational people, you know. I'm not like one of those dudes that are like, yeah, I'm gonna get a body pillow. It's gonna have a hot girl on it, and I'm gonna pretend it's my girlfriend. I could never be one of those people. I just think it's enjoyable, you know. But like, there's a lot of live action shows on Netflix and such that people like, you know, Game of Thrones, Friends. People like to watch Friends a lot, like, over and over again. I don't know. I think it's stale, but I think there's a lot that can be found in like the animation genre. You know, you got cool animation, you got great sound design, you got a lot of room for like creating stuff. You can create your own characters. You're not really limited to like, you know, humans, you know. Only in real life, you can, in live action shows, you can only have humans, you know. But maybe in animation you can have a cool dog character, and I think that's pretty cool. I like the creativity that you can have if something's not done in real life.
Not a pug though.
Yeah, no, not pugs. Yeah, kill all pugs. I hate them.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think you're right. Like, I feel like a lot of people miss out on anime. Like, you said, it's just like any other show, like Game of Thrones or whatever. But it's, like, it's just in a slightly different genre. And like,
yeah, it's like on Disney Channel. Yeah, okay, well, this is a weird tangent. But, wait, what was it from? It was from some show, but they were like, don't knock it till you rock it. And you know, I'm gonna say, I think that's a good motto for just about everything in life, except for maybe like
drugs. Furries, but, drugs?
Whoa! I mean, yeah, drugs too. But like, yeah, don't do meth, kids. I don't know. Actually, you know, I'm not gonna knock the furries like that. You know, there are some people that are cool. You know, they keep it moderate. They don't have sexual intercourse with their dogs. I respect that. Not doing that. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't knock it till you rock it.
Yeah, we actually had like a person who's a furry on the podcast, and one thing that a lot of people don't realize is that they actually commit a lot of money towards charity. And there's a lot of sort of like the anime community. There's a lot of you know, regular people in it, so it's interesting.
Yeah, it's just like anything where like the people who are like the most controversial, just like on YouTube, all the crazy like Jake Paul, Logan Paul. Them boys be doing crazy stuff, but like they're the ones blowing up. They're getting all the attention, and it's kind of the same way for people who are like the bad flags of their community, like furries. You know, people who get a little too wild in bed with their puppies instead of just, you know, sleeping with them. They're the ones that make a bad rap for the whole community. Just like the people in like the anime subculture. Like, if you got like a little girl, some 10-year-old looking girl on a pillow, and you're hugging it every night, calling it your girlfriend, like, dog, I take no responsibility for that. I have no affiliation with you, buddy. I don't know who you are.
Yeah, call the FBI. I mean,
yeah, facts, dude. Get out of here.
What's your favorite anime, and why do you like it?
Hold up, let me think.
And you can't say Neon Genesis Evangelion.
I wasn't gonna say that in the first place, dude. That show's good, but like, you know, it gets boring sometimes. You know, I like shows that keep up the pace. You know, have you ever heard of a show called Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood?
Ooh, I've heard of that one. Yeah,
Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. You know, it keeps you on your toes. It's got everything. It's got a nice animation style. It's got great characters. You know, characters that really synergize with each other. Characters that aren't humans, you know, you got an actual just this pseudo metal main character. All right, let's do it. Super cool, right? The action, it's every episode. I don't know if there's any episodes that lack any action at all. And once you get deeper into the plot, you know, the plot, it's like a 64 episode, something like that. You know, the plot goes crazy. It gets super thick. You know, there's all types of tangents. There's all types of characters that you meet. There's two different, like, continents or whatever that they gotta, like, travel on or whatever. all types of different people. There's a panda character. There's the physical embodiments of the seven deadly sins. You know, what's not to love? It's action packed, got a lot of story, and that's kind of what I like in my shows.
Do you feel like you've learned anything from it? Like from like any like messages or like morals from it?
Not that I can really think of right now, but I don't know. There's definitely some shows that have that sort of things in them, where like, oh, you know what? Oh, Naruto has one. That's what I was talking about earlier.
Donzo.
Donzo is like, he's just that guy. He just stands there and he's like, wow, that character is actually just such a cool character, and I kind of want to be him. But his motto in life, you know, just go, go, go. Go after what you want to, like, be, what you want to pursue. I think that's a good takeaway from, like, Naruto. Because Naruto, he's also kind of like that. He's headstrong. Just like him and Danzo kind of go together, you know. Danzo is kind of like the older version of Naruto. He's kind of like the mentor. And he's just really strong. And he just gets his way. He just makes sure that he gets his way no matter what stands in his path. You know, I think that's a good way to live.
Yeah. And I definitely agree with that. I definitely think going out.
Yeah,
getting...
you got any shows? You got any takeaways from? What's your favorite show? You watch anime?
My favorite show, probably Steins Gate is probably my favorite show.
Ooh, that's a classic. That's a good one. I respect that.
Yeah, but the one that I learned the most from is probably have you heard of it called Gurren Lagann?
Oh, I love Gurren Lagann.
Yeah, the idea of just like, you know,
it's my wallpaper. That's my computer wallpaper.
Oh, dang! Respect. What part? Yeah, what scene of it? What scene of it?
I'll show it here, and I'll send it to you.
Okay. Real quick. I will describe it to you guys listening. So.
Yeah, it's super cool. So it's like I made it myself. I just stole parts of Google Images. So a big motif, not motif, but like a recurring thing that you see is these arrows in the show. And then you got a picture of one of the main characters. He's chilling there as a young boy. They're in the first half of the show, but then on the top, there's a flip version of him as an older version, and it's like him. He's learned a lot. He's gained a lot. Like, there's a character in the show. I won't spoil it, but he's sort of like his mentor, and he sort of becomes him and kind of embodies him later into the show. And I kind of like that. I really like that about the show.
Yeah, and. You guys can't see it, but it's really good and well done. But I just love the idea of, like you said, going out and getting it and putting your 100% into something all the time. And, like, even when everything gets really, really hard, that, you know, you just have to believe in yourself. Like, there was this one phrase, like, his mentor says to him, just, like, if you can't believe in yourself, believe in the me that believes in you. And it's
yeah,
just
I
like
that part.
Yeah, and it's just a beautiful show with a beautiful message, and it's action-packed, mm-hmm. and it's awesome.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people, they miss out on a lot when they just, you know, relegate anime to, like,
yeah, they don't give it a chance. They're like, oh, it's got this tut. It's anime. I'm not going to watch that. Get out of here. Who do you think I am? Some sort of dweeb?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't give it a chance. But, you know, I think a lot of people could do well to give it a chance.
Yeah.
You meet cool characters like Simone the Digger or Danzo's Arm.
Yeah. One thing I'm wondering is, you talked about programming earlier, and I'm wondering how you got into that. Like, it's a very interesting, I feel like a lot of people program, but I'm interested in how you got started.
Programming. Yeah. Honestly, my first introduction to programming was sixth grade. My dad showed me this program called Alice.
Ooh.
He just like, all right, I'm going to put this on our computer, because my family or it was just like me and my mom and my sister, we all used the Mac. Little Mac desktop sitting down in the family room.
Oh, downstairs. You're an Apple kid. I see.
I'm not an Apple kid. It's just we happen to have a Macintosh computer. But he put Alice on. And he's like, here, play with this. And I'm like, all right, cool, dude. And so I just like – I didn't really know how to code at the time. But what I did was I would just put tanks. There was a 3D model of a tank that you could put down. And then you could assign the arrow keys to make the tank move or rotate. And I would do that. And I would just make the tank shoot stuff. It was so much fun. And that was really my first introduction to coding. And then once I got into high school, I was like, oh, wow, there's this programming course, Intro to Java. And I was like, maybe I'll take that. And kind of just snowballed from there.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like through little games is like how everybody starts programming. I remember for me, like, have you heard of the game Terraria?
Yeah, I know Terraria.
Yeah, so like I just played that game when I was like, I don't know, like 11, 9 years old or something like that, and I was just like, I want to make this game. So that's how I started my other program.
About, I know what you're talking about. You know, I'm always well, nowadays at least, I'm always looking at games. I'm like, I wonder how they coded this. And I'm always on my toes. I'm like, I guess you could have done this and this. And you know, I'm always thinking about it these days. You know, it's kind of just hardwired into my brain at this point, just because of how much experience I have with it, and just how interesting it is to me.
Yeah, and it really trains you to think. Like, whenever you're doing these things, you're always, like, solving problems and, like...
Yeah, problem solving and stuff like that, you know? It really helps you in, like, other parts of life, you know? Like, how many different ways can I approach this problem and how can I solve it, you know?
Yeah. Have you ever taken, like, a physics class?
Oh, I'm in AP physics right now, you know?
Yeah. Like, whenever I sit down for a physics problem, like, it's the exact same mindset as programming, honestly. Like, you get, like, a set of, like, tools or, like, syntaxes, right? Are like functions you can use in physics. You get a set of like equations, and then you're just set out there to like solve this problem in any way you want.
It's like in physics, you know, they give you the formula, but like, do I really want to memorize this formula? Do I really want to use it? And I'm like, how can I just wing this problem to the best of my ability? And you know, most of the time I get it right, so it really just goes to show you like what you can do with the problem solving skill set that you learn from programming.
Yeah, I'm curious to your views on, like, privacy and, like, data, especially, like, now you see, you know, on the news, like, you know, all these hacks all the time and all that. I'm curious as to
your views. Yeah, I'm just, like, honestly, I've had a bit of an, not really an identity crisis, but more like a password crisis online. I'm like, should I really be putting, like, should I really make this my password? So, you know, I just, like, randomly thought of some random string numbers that no one could possibly ever think of. And I slapped some, like, words on it, put some special characters on it, you know, and now it's my password. And so I think I'm pretty secure from being hacked, at least in that sort of front. But I think privacy online, it's kind of gone into a ditch.
Yeah.
Because big companies like Google, they're just selling your data to everyone. Like, you're using their web browser. They're tracking what you looked up. They're looking at all those caveats and like, what? How can I sell this information to somebody for money, and then they'll just use it to market whatever products? Like, and you know what's kind of crazy is that Google just like, they're just taking like audio. They just keep the microphone on, like your computer on, and they're taking that data too, and they got their programs, they got their AI, and they're like, oh, this person said this. They said I'm in the market for this. How can I put ads on my web pages such that I can generate a sale? That's all companies want these days. They'll sell it. They'll sell your private information for a quick buck, and then they'll forget about you and leave you in the dust.
Yeah, it's really scary. It's almost like a 1984-ish. Yeah. Like you look at like China with all their privacy invading stuff. It's like this is already going on in like the U.S. with companies. But it's interesting that you mentioned Google, because Google, even though they're pretty bad with data, like when you compare them to Facebook, like they're really good with data, because Facebook literally will just dump your passwords and account information for everybody to see.
Let's just store these passwords in plain text. Let's not encrypt them. Let's just like put them in a Word document. We'll put them on a Word document. We'll keep them in that.
Remember the Equifax leak? Like literally the password to the to the plain text file was literally password.
Oh, that's just, oh my god, that's pathetic. Yeah. That's the first thing you guess too, you know, you're on your friend's computer, you're like, I wonder what his password is. I wonder if it's password. That's probably what that's probably literally how they figured it out. They were like, just for kicks, let me try password, and it worked.
Yeah. And
millions of people's data is gone. Right on the internet. Super cool.
It is. And one thing I'm also curious about is, tell me about the connection between, like, I feel like when you're online, like, you see a lot of, like, political stuff. So I'm interested on what you think in terms of internet culture and, like, how it impacts, like, politics.
Politics? Honestly, I'm not really a big political person, you know what I'm saying? I don't really like to follow that kind of stuff. I'm more of a gamer. I'm more of a memer. But, like, if you go online and you're looking at memes and stuff, there is absolutely no chance that you're gonna keep that stuff out of your eyes. Like, I get bombarded with like, "Hee hee, Donald Trump funny," or "Hangman bad," or like, "Liberals suck," liberal, like, I don't even know. It's just a constant tirade of like these insults against people, and it's like, I don't care about like what you think, dude. Like, shut up. It just like makes me mad most of the time. Like, why can't you guys just be like human beings to each other and just like work out your kinks? I don't know.
Yeah,
that'll never happen.
Yeah,
but yeah, politics and the internet, they kind of just go hand in hand. That's all people want to talk about.
Yeah, it's definitely like this onslaught, and it's just like,
yeah,
it's not really what you're looking for in memes. Like, what do
it's
you like?
It's not
about
what I'm looking for. I'm looking for funny here. Let me see if I can find a funny meme right now.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Let me go to my saved folder. Honestly, I'm on the internet so much. I'm looking at memes all day, every day. My sense of humor has just devolved into just I don't even know. Oh my god. Look at this. It's this video. This guy puts a vape in a microwave, okay? The phone's in the microwave too. Right there at the beat drop. The dudes in the room, they start spinning. They start spinning, imitating the microwave. And that is honest to god, just hilarious to me. I don't even know.
That is like one of the most
it's stupid. Like, any normal human being that would look at that would just be like, "What is this garbage in a microwave?" And like, I'm like, that's what I'd be saying to that, to be completely honest.
Like, what is like the depravity of like the human race? Just
I don't know. Place? It's like back in 2012. When did I go into seventh grade? I would be on the bus. I would have 9GAG open on my phone, and I'd be like,
"Oh no!
Look at this funny meme. It's got a top text and bottom text and a funny picture. That's funny." But honestly, I can't deal with that these days. People are just, it just gets out of hand once you go too far.
Yeah, definitely. Did you hear about the Area 51 raid?
Oh boy, did I hear about it. Did I ever.
It got annoying to a point. I mean, it was just like,
honestly, every internet meme just gets annoying to a point. It's like, They used to be around for like weeks at a time, you know. Remember back in like 2016 with the killer clowns or whatever? That was going on for like a month. People were like, "Bro, killer clowns." You know, Harambe. Harambe died. For a whole month, people were like, "Rip Harambe, bro." I remember some dude bought a Harambe shirt. And like, it came like a, took like a week to ship, and everyone was like, "Yo, nice Harambe shirt." But now, like, memes are gone like that. You gotta be quick to them. You know, like this, what's it called? You know that, who's getting the best head? Simon, Theodore, or Alvin? You know? It came like that, and it's gone. It's out the door already. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like a week. They die in like 3 days, because there's so many people in the internet now. You know, big old meme pages, they're like, how can I mooch off this meme as effectively as possible?
Yeah,
and just like get a bunch of followers, and then I'll post an ad, and then I'll make money. It's become like become corporations on Instagram now. It's stupid,
yeah.
Big dumb.
It's big race, you know, to the bottom.
Yeah, it's a race to the top, but it's really just a race to the bottom, to be completely honest.
Yeah, and you run keep going.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, okay. I was just gonna say. You know, people run it into the ground for their stuff, and now memes just like, what even was I gonna say? Honestly, I was just gonna go off on some tangent, but now I can't remember what I was gonna say. But you were asking about my Discord server.
Yeah, I was asking about that. Yeah, like, so what's it like running like a online community like that?
Online community. Well, honestly, I got two Discord servers. I got the Underworld. That's it's kind of just like a community of friends. Like, we're all friends in real life, or at least most of us are friends in real life, because Connor from Illinois is also in this one. He hangs with us in this cyberspace too. But like, it's just like an area where we can like share our interests, you know, share our memes, share these funny videos that we see. You know, this guy sent a gif of the Joker. That's funny. You got everyone's got their own like nicknames online and stuff, you know. It's kind of like a separate universe, kind of. But yeah, it's really fun. Honestly, I don't really feel any obligation to like act as like the leader or anything. I just kind of like I make the rules, but it's not really that crazy of a place that I have to step in every, not even every so often, every once in a while, I'll have to step in and like server meet some, or like I don't even know, demote someone from a rank that they previously had. So yeah, it's really just more of just like an online community of friends. We just hang out, you know.
Have you ever seen like any like really like hierarchical like politics to it, like people like trying jockeying for like position or something like that?
Actually, yeah, it used to be bad. Like a year ago. What's it called? Yeah, maybe like a year ago, we had this other server. It was called this kid named Limon. His name was Limon, or at least online it was Limon. And so it was called Limon's Lounge. And so people would just like, I guess we were just more toxic people back then, just more hateful beings. But people would get mad at each other. There would be like server-wide flame wars. It kind of got bad. But now we're a lot more tolerant, you know. I don't even remember the last time we had an argument on this server, to be completely honest. But we've kind of evolved from the neurodegenerates that we were back 1 or 2 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird how, like, no, it's weird how, like, you can never, like, avoid, like, those, like, petty, like, power struggles, like, no matter where you go. Like, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's too bad. You know, I wish people would just get along, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Why can't we just all be friends?
Mm-hmm.
So, final question, right? You know, if you could, sum up, like, everything, like, you've learned through, like, your life, through, like, Discord, through anime, through... running a Discord server, through gaming, what would you say to people? Like, what should they take away?
Wait, I'm sorry. Repeat the question.
Okay, so if you could sum up everything you've learned throughout your life, through gaming, through memes, through running a Discord server, through programming, all of it, like, what do you think people should take away?
Honestly, the biggest thing to me is just like, Don't care what people think about you, no matter what. It's like, I mean, if they're your close friends, you know, maybe give it some thought as to what you're saying. But like, if you're thinking on like all this dumb stuff, like you can't really be thinking that. You gotta be your own person. You gotta just like, you know, you just gotta be your own kind of thing. And that's honestly the biggest takeaway that I can have from this. It's just be you.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey, for coming on. This was,
yeah,
this was amazing.
Yeah, no problem, Carter. It was a pleasure being on here. I had a great time.
Yep. See you guys all in the next episode.